Blog Talk Radio.
Together.
gotta say. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your craft, break out your words. You gonna break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Tonight, God bless you, families and friends. My God, I thank God for each and every one of you. Just like the songwriter say, it's mean war. And that's one thing that we're going to make sure, that's one thing that you're going to have to understand when you're an individual that God is ready to unveil his secret to. You are individuals that God is ready to take to another place, another level, another realm. You just got to believe that the enemy is going to have some resistance, my God, and want to try to stop all forms of communication. He's going to want to stop everything that is trying to get you to that place where you need to be. But how many of you know that the devil is a liar? Because we are grounded, you are grounded, and we are rooted into the living God. And I'm telling you right now, my God Almighty, he want to stop your best days. He want to stop, my God Almighty, what God has already started inside of you. He want to stop, my God Almighty, you receiving different revelations, you receiving different information that is shooting you, my God, catapulting you into that place where you need to go. Amen. How many of you, my God, could truly say, you know what? I've been held back, my God. I've been delayed in a lot of things in Christ and a lot of things in my life. But I'm here to tell you, you might been held back. You might been delayed. But one thing I could truly tell you, that God got revelation that is going to catapult you where you need to be. So, in other words, you ain't late at all. God is on time God. And as long as you are inside of him and you're steady moving within him, no matter how you feel, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it is, one thing I could truly tell you, that he is a on time God. Y'all about to pull my coattail. I'm about ready to shout already. My God, I thank God, my God, and I international families and friends, salute you. God bless you. Amen. That you're sitting around the table in a normal, at normal time, at normal hour. But at the end of the day, we still give God the praise. ADM ministers, ADM families and friends, I hope you're on the wall. My God Almighty, you're doing good so far. I can feel you in the spirit. Amen. But we got to keep on pushing. Let's keep on going. And last but not least, you know, I got to give a shout out to my wife, First Lady, amen, Leticia Spelsum. Saints of God, you might as well go ahead and give God a praise. Some of you probably need to stand up out of your chair, stand up out of your bed. You might need to stand up in your house. You might just need to walk around your house and just walk around your living areas. I know you're tired. You probably had a long day at work. You've been fasting, amen. My God, we bless God for the ADM women's, my God, going in and praying. But God said, I still got much more for you. It's much you could give me. Amen. You haven't gave all out unto me. So some of us probably need to just move around for a second and just thank God. Because if it had not been for him on our side, none of us would know where we will be. So therefore, we thank God. And matter of fact, some of you need to go ahead and get ready to operate. How to fight the enemy in the nighttime. You hear me? Many of you know how to fight them in the daytime. You wait on your morning time to rejoice. You sit there in a dark cloud, my God. You sit there in a space in the nighttime. But God says you're not going to sit in your nighttime no more. You're not going to weep in your nighttime no more. You're going to rejoice in your nighttime as if it's your morning time. You're going to fight in your nighttime as if it's in the daytime. Your best battle is going to be at night. Your best victory is going to be at night. So no longer, in the name of Jesus, as you get ready to approach in your 2019 year, that you're going to look at your nighttime time, your nighttime hour the same way. You're going to look at different trials and different things that comes into your life that bring in nighttime in your life the same way. You're going to begin to articulate in the nighttime. You're going to begin to win fights in the nighttime. You're going to begin to war against the enemy in the nighttime. But Lord, the Holy Ghost is going to begin to teach you how to be, my God, an expert fighter, an expert prayer warrior, an expert warrior, my God, in the nighttime. If that's you, I tell you that, my God, right now, go ahead and show the enemy that I might be in my nighttime. It might be my bedtime. It might be my time to where I'm ready to lay down and go to sleep. But I'm saying, get ready to my God Almighty and give God his praise. Because I want to let you know, don't you try to creep up on me at any time. Because I'm likely to explode. I'm likely to go in at any time of the moment, at any time of the hour, at any minute. Is there anybody that's ready to go in at any minute, at any time? I tell you, right there in your home, right there in your bedroom, right there in your living room, you go ahead and give God a praise. You go ahead and give God a shout, because he is ready to be praised. We thank you, God, my God Almighty. I feel the Holy Lord. We thank you, God, for what you're doing and how you are doing it with us in our nighttime. Therefore, God, as we begin to unveil the covenant, what the enemy don't want us to get or you don't want us to receive, but he is a liar. We've been walking through our lines. We've been going through the pressure of lines. We've been going through the trials of lines. We don't went through our weeping times. We don't went through times where we're ready to go in the tower. We was ready to give up. We don't went through times where we don't know which way to go. And now, God, you are unveiling revelation in our life. We got words for the enemy to tell him about our back up, about our back up. If you're not ready for this tiger, you're not ready for this lion, you're not ready for this eagle to unleash on you, you're about to back up in the name of Jesus. Because what God has for us as a body of Christ, as individuals, as sons and daughters, it is for us. Is there anybody to shout yes in the spirit? I tell you to give God a yes. What God has for you, it is for you. And you are not going to allow your flesh, you're not going to allow the enemy to dictate to you what time or what season should you declare and decree your promise that God has for you. That you shall declare and decree your miracle that God has for you. You will open your mouth in this season. You will not hold at your tongue because of what natures, what people, what individuals feel. You will not have your tongue confined to the world, but you shall open your mouth as you're doing tonight. And my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, my God, is there anybody tonight is ready for the Lord to do a new thing? Is there anybody tonight is ready for the Lord to commit, my God, to complete the new thing that he already started? Holy Ghost, rock our spirits in the name of Jesus. We want a new thing. We thank you for the elevation that you gave us this year. We thank you for revelation that you gave us this year. We thank you for the information that you gave us this year. But I know I serve a new God. I know I serve a God, my God Almighty. And God, whatever you're doing in this season, go ahead and do a new thing within us. That's why we bump our heavens in the midnight hours. We our hands when the enemy thinks that we are asleep. In the name of Jesus, do a new thing inside of us, God. And we're giving you the glory. And we're giving you the praise. Is there anybody that are praise that you're giving God tonight? God, we thank you that our life is never going to be the same. We thank you, God, that our walk is never going to be the same. And God, as we come in contact with individuals and with people, Lord God, we will be influenced by the ways of people. No longer we will be influenced by what individuals feel about us. No longer we will be influenced by the things of the world. But our God, we shall be the one that influence. We shall be the one that influence our neighbors. We shall be the one that influence relationship. We shall be the ones that influence our marketplace. In the name of Jesus. Oh, somebody, my God, I don't feel, I feel you dropping in the spirit. I dare you to go ahead and give God a praise tonight. I dare you to go ahead and give God a praise tonight. I dare you to go ahead and let the devil know you can stop my praise. You can mess with the phone lines. You can mess with the computer system. But you cannot stop my praise. Because when praise is going up, somebody might have hollered at your boy tonight, my God Almighty. Because I know that somebody got a blessing with their name on it, my God. You have a blessing with your name on it. It is so. It will be so. It will be so. You shall not go backwards. You will go forward. It doesn't matter what kind of diabolical, my God, attack the assignment that the enemy want to release in your life. It doesn't matter. It's ordained for you now to walk forward in this season. It's ordained for you now to go forward where God has called you to go forward. It's ordained for you in the name of Jesus. Somebody tonight say hallelujah in the spirit, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. My God Almighty, every time you got to understand, every time when the enemy understands that you should get ready to go into the biggest breakthrough in your life. I taught this earlier of the year, and I've been teaching this, my God, in warfare strategy class as well. The number one thing that the enemy wanted to do is division. That's the number one thing that he want to do with the body of Christ. Regardless of how he want to do it, it's division. That's what we experienced, my God, this morning at the ceremony in prayer. He want to cut off all lines of communication. He want to cut off all lines of connection, because the enemy know that if he have an opportunity to divide, he have an opportunity to conquer. That's why, my God Almighty, churches, my God, that is bringing an impact to the body of Christ through individual. They go through a lot of warfare because the enemy, my God, don't want to do anything with the pastor, my God, or with different leaders. But he don't want other individuals to connect to revelation. Because the moment that you connect, my God, to revelation and something that impacts your life, that's the moment that your life will never be the same. And the enemy don't want your life. He don't want you to change. He wants you to stay in a place, my God Almighty, of poverty and all that. He wants you to stay in a place where you're stressed out. He wants you to stay in a place where you're worried to death. He wants you to stay in a place, my God Almighty, where you question God every move. He wants you to stay in a place, my God, where you don't see no sunshine. Everything that you see, my God, is a fight. Everything that you see is a warfare. He don't want you to go into a place, my God Almighty, where it's joy and peace. The enemy wants you to stay in that place. But I'm here to tell you, my God, tonight, that the place that you are in is determined if you want to stay there or not. The enemy do not have no jurisdictions in your life. You don't have no jurisdiction what God is going to do in your life. You don't have no jurisdiction, oh my God, or no authority over opportunities that God has for you. It gets under my skin when individual and saints, my God, be talking this other gibberish that the devil came in and attacked my finances. The enemy came in and attacked this opportunity. The enemy, you mean to tell me that the enemy got more power than God? You mean to tell me that the enemy got more power than you? How many of you know that the devil is a liar? I snatched that out of your philosophy. I snatched that out of your context in the name of Jesus. That the enemy don't took your money. That the enemy don't bless you in the head. I snatched that out of your content. That the enemy don't took away your opportunity. I snatched that out of your context. Because God chose you to be the anointed one. And the enemy is no power. He do not have no power, my God Almighty, over you. When you become a new creature in God, what God placed inside of you, he done gave you authority, he done gave you the power to trouble over the enemy. And no longer the enemy can have you to use prayers and use words to stop the manifestation that God has for you in your life, to cripple your blessings. No longer you're going to keep using words and articulation that bring forth the wrong manifestation in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I want to get to this other part, my God Almighty, but I want to break up some ground. I want to break up some ground. Amen. Amen. No longer, no longer. A lot of things that I pray, my God Almighty, that we need to pray to come out of our philosophy, to come out of our mind, to come out of our spirit's being. I want you to stop that, my God Almighty. That the devil's this, that the devil that, that the devil this. Every time you call on the name of the devil, it sends a sound into the spirit realm. And the devil want to answer. You look at Job, when God said, where is thou, Job? God, my God, the devil answered. My God, I'm walking to and fro. You're looking at that in the beginning where the Holy Ghost led Jesus into the wilderness and had a conversation with the enemy right then and there. Every time you send a rain, my God Almighty, you're sending a sound in the spirit realm where the enemy want to check up on you because you don't call his name. I snatched that out of your context, and I snatched that out of your philosophy, and I snatched that out of your prayer. You should be using the name of God. You should be calling on the name of Jesus, because every time you speak Jesus, every time you speak God, every time you speak the Holy Ghost out of your mouth, it's sent a sound in heaven, and that's when your heavenly host going to come to your rescue. How many of you tonight is ready to speak, my God, the words of Jesus? You're ready to speak the name of God. I declare and decree right now, you're going to begin to take the enemy contents out of your mouth, and you're going to place in your mouth the word of God, what God done promised, what God done said, and what God done declared and decreed in your life. I believe it will be so. It is going to be so. It is going to be so. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 In the name of Jesus. We got to understand, my God, that the enemy want to cut off all communication. He want to cut off all communication. He don't want you to understand different things in revelation pertaining to God. As long as he can keep you into darkness, amen, other words, into a place of not knowing, his success of his attack will be very successful. But he's very crafty. He don't want the saints of God know that you're being defeated. One thing, the one of the ways that we can understand that we are being defeated, because the promises of God is not manifested in our life. Therefore, if God say, I supply your every need and your needs are not getting met, that means the enemy got an upper hand on you. Why? Because if God said it, he will do it. And the Bible says he's not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. Y'all hear me, my God? My God, tonight, my God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, I want to take a look at something, my God. God want to, my God, God want to establish us as his own people. He want to make sure you understand he established you as his own people. He established you as his own creation. In other words, what the Bible is saying in Exodus 19 and 5 in Deuteronomy and 7 in 6, God wants you to make, he wants you to understand that you are established in him as a mother don't birth forth a son out of her, or a daughter out of her, as a mother and father came the intimacy, and my God, intimacy then a place to play, and they broke forth out of them, and they sharing both parts of blood that is when it was in the dream. God said, I want you to understand that when you're in a covenant with me, and you're in a covenant in my kingdom, you are my sheep. My sheep, my God, is something that I birthed, I created outside of me. Y'all gotta hear me, my God Almighty. God, my God, took man and made who? He made man. From where? Out of the dust of the ground. The creation came from where? Out of God. In other words, God said, I step back to be the architect in your life. I will create everything that needs to be created. Then I created you so you don't have to worry about what you're going through in the finances that you need or any help that you need. If I created you out of me, I'm going to hear me out of my mind. I can create what you need in the name of Jesus. I can create what you need in the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy, my God, 7:6, it says, for you are a people holy, my God, to the land and to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people, my God, for his treasure possession. Out of all people who are on the face on the earth, y'all about to hear me, God chose you. Amen. Don't you never look down in your life anymore. God chose you. My God, you need to look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm a chosen vessel from God. You don't have no business looking down no more. You don't have no business looking sad at your situation. You don't have no business looking like God don't forget about you. He don't throw you away. You are chosen from God, my God. It was not because you were more in numbers than any other people that the Lord set his love on you and chose in you. For you were, my God, the fewest of the all. My God Almighty, God chose you. I want you to check out something. In the new covenant that God want to give, he want to expand, my God, your capacity of understanding him. We don't put God in a box to where we begin to understand him in a certain different kind of way. I heard many people, my God, begin to deal with the Lord how he speak, how God speak. I don't heard God spoke in many different ways, not only in that small, still voice. Amen. You must in the Bible in Exodus 19:19, it talks about another language that God speaks in. God is saying God want to speak in each and every one of you. You better hear me. God can use any element that he want to use. Then he used a donkey. Y'all better hear me. And the donkey did not have a soft, still voice only. Amen. That's not the only way that God speaks. And also in Exodus 19:19, it says, and as the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him in thunder. Y'all about to hear me. God answered him in what? In thunder. God answered Moses in what? Thunder. Not only in a small, still voice, but the Bible said also in what? Thunder. Amen. Amen. I declare and decree that your capacity of understanding when God begins to speak into your life, you must know that you're going to open your ears, you're going to open your discernment to every element that is around you. Whatever God want to speak through, whatever God want to use, you go ahead and use it. And that God, you will not miss them another word. You will not miss them another revelation. You will not miss now the invitation that God has for you. I feel the Holy Ghost right there. I feel the Holy Ghost. God has it for you. My God, somebody need to tell themselves tonight that God has it for me. God has something for me. I want to show you one of the covenants that I want to talk about tonight, and I want to show you tonight. One of them, my God, is the academic covenant, amen, with God. A I want to show you that tonight, my God. And this is a covenant that it was a covenant between Adam and Eve. It was a covenant between God and Adam, amen, and also Eve. It was a covenant that calls, my God, the Adamic covenant. It's A-D-A-M-A-M-I-C covenant. You hear me? My God, you're going to find it in Genesis 3 and 15 and 19. That's a covenant that God established between, my God, between Adam and Eve. God gave specific instruction pertaining to the garden. And after the specific instructions was broken, it was consequences that happened, amen, that God did with Adam and Eve. Many of you know the story. It wasn't all about the serpent, regardless of his craftiness, regardless of his manipulation, amen, regardless of what he had to do, it's consequences when covenant is broken. That's why you got to be careful when you begin to operate in the covenant of God who are in your ear. You got to be sure, y'all got to hear me tonight, my God Almighty, who are in your ear. What's kind of influence that you are taking in your ears? You got to hear me. Not only judgment will hit them, but also covenant breaking judgment will also do what? Hit you as well. You got to be careful whoever that's putting that sweet stuff in your ear. You got to be careful whoever is telling you, my God, this foolishness in your ear. This is how man, the craftiness, the strictness that the enemy been using on a platform, amen, and using the covenant or in the relationship of God to articulate things that is not of God. And now we get caught up in it, and we don't see no manifestation what God has for us, because if we go all the way back to the beginning of the Eden, where the serpent the sweet talk Eve, and Eve the broke something to Adam, and everybody had a plan inside of this, guess what? It stopped the blessings right there, and they had to what? Move on out. How many of you in 2018 and also in 2017 and 2016, you let the words of what somebody say move you from the covenant of God? You let the words of what somebody say they're going to do, how somebody going to feel about you to make you move from the things of God? No longer you going to be influenced by the adversary in this covenant that God is establishing with you. Y'all better hear me tonight. No longer you going to be influenced. How many of you tonight that you could truly think back over your life that you don't allow, my God, a sweet talking serpent to come and bring that into your ear and bringing you to rock side by side and bringing you into a place to where you don't know which way to go? Y'all better hear me. No longer you're going to allow the serpent to use individual. Your discernment going to be sharp. Your discernment is going to be, my God, I'm not, it's going to be pure. My God, that covenant, my God, is established, my God, the promise of redemption. My God, the promise of redemption. Many people believe that the dispensation now, grace is on dispensation now. Well, I got other words because, and let's deal with a little theology just for a second, amen, because if grace showed up in this dispensation, I believe Adam and Eve should have been killed. Y'all about to hear me? Because in the Old Testament, when you disobey God or you come against the covenant of God, God didn't play. Death was knocking at your door. God was cutting you right off. But something happened in the beginning right there where, my God, the covenant was broken. It disobedient where that happened, but God did not kill them. Y'all hear me? He moved them out of a place and brought them in a place, my God, and he told them different consequences that is going to happen. Y'all hear me? In other words, my God, grace was already established right there at the beginning. Grace and mercy was already established at the beginning. And I believe, let's do a little theology talk, my God, that's where the forgiveness begins to open up. That's when forgiveness begins to penetrate the heart of God. That's why, my God, repentance and asking for forgiveness is so valuable and important. And I truly believe that Adam came to a place for forgiveness. Y'all hear me, my God Almighty, with God, and therefore it spared what? His life. But it did not take consequences from him. But I'm here to tell you a prophetic word tonight. many of you, my God Almighty, that you was manipulated. You got crapped into things, my God Almighty, that God said you didn't have no intellect of. You did not know of. But I'm here to tell you that God's going to hit the reset button on your life. You are not, my God, going to hold the consequences of your ancestors and ancestors before them. God said, I'm going to get ready to do a new thing up under the new covenant that is with you. The heavens is going to be open. You are not going to have to suffer for somebody else's consequences. Y'all hear me? My God, the heaven is going to be open. Somebody in your generation, even if it's probably with you, don't touch God, and God don't respond. And he said, listen here, I'm going to hit the reset button. Now this time, what I'm going to get ready to do in your life, you better open up your mouth and give me faith, and don't sit there like I ain't do nothing for you. I tell you somebody tonight, go ahead and give God our thanks right there. My God. My God, the Noahic covenant. My God, that's Noahic. The Noahic covenant. My God, it's a covenant where God made a promise to Noah in Noah days that, listen, I'm not going to flood the earth no more. I'm going to release a fire. That was a covenant that God didn't only make with Noah, but also he made it with humanity. You see this. I want to show you this here because you need to understand the different covenants, because that's what God is doing with you in your life right now. You got to understand that it's one more. It's more than one type of covenant. Amen. God got individual covenants, and also he has corporate covenant. He has corporate covenant and individual covenant. When God said, I'm going to bless your seed, I'm going to bless generation, that's dealing with corporate covenant. Amen. But when God said what he's going to do specifically with you, as he talks about it with Adam and Eve, y'all about to hear me, Adam in the garden, that's dealing with individual covenant. Y'all hear me? And Noah covenant in Genesis 8 and 28, it dealt with a corporate covenant. Y'all hear me? And when God made a covenant with man and made a covenant with the generation, that said that I will not flood the earth no more. I will not come in that form of judgment no more. And he put that seals the covenant, a rainbow in the sky. That is a reminder of the covenant that he made not only with man, but with generation. Y'all hear me? So in other words, God got a generation covenant that he want to break bread with you about. Y'all about to hear me. And when God set his covenant in place, ain't nothing nobody could do to remove it. Not even the devil in hell, not even you could remove what God set in place. That's why it's so very important that you need to understand the voice of God. That's why it's so very important that you need to understand what God is doing in your life. That's why it's so very important you need to hear the promise of God. I declare and decree that now you'll stop playing church, you'll stop trying to hear a word for everybody else, you'll stop trying to discern everybody else, and you will go into a place, my God, that you and God gonna begin to give you vision and give you revelation about your life and what's gonna get ready to happen. I feel that in my son and I. God's gonna get ready to give you vision, he's gonna get ready to give you revelation about your life. God ready to break bread with you. He ready to break bread with your generation. I declare and decree tonight, God, go ahead and download inside of us what you need to download inside of us. We declare and decree it. We push out, God, every word that has been spoken into us. We push out, God, everything that we don't put in ourselves, in our minds, and also in our spirits. Because as you download this covenant that me and you can have, I want nothing but the promise that you have for us in the name of Jesus. Because this kind of sinks of God, this is going to be your weapon to fight the enemy. When the enemy want to come into your life and rush up, want to rough you up, you're going to stand on the covenant of God. You're going to tell that enemy that God told me that I'm blessed. You're going to tell and enemies that God told me I shall have. The same covenant that you are made with Adam. When he don't told Adam, I'm going to bless you and give you nations. If God said he told me, that's what I'm going to stand on.
in the decree that you are never going to be an individual no more. Going to take the Bible and run all over the pages. The enemy got you flicking from pages to pages. But you're going to stop and stand still and declare what God done spoke to you in your life. You're going to stop and stand still and declare what God done spoke to you in your life. So many of us, the enemy got us running from pages to pages, trying to find an answer out of somebody else's life. And what God is just trying to say, all you have to do is just stand on my covenant. All you have to do is stand on my words that I shared with you. Because at the end of the day, my life is not going to unfail like Moses. My life, we're in a different time period. That was Moses. Like, my life is not going to unveil like David. Your life is not going to unveil like Esther or Ruth. Your life is not going to unveil like Abraham. Regardless of how much we admire their life or how much you, your own individual, and God got a plan especially made for you. I declare and decree tonight that as you begin to, my God, continue to seek the face of God, you're going to come into the plan that God has for your life. I'm talking about for your immediate life right now. And once you execute the basis of your life, you don't have to worry about going to nations. You don't have to worry about going to here. You don't have to worry about this here open up for you, because the Bible says it will make room for you because of your gift. Tonight, I truly believe that you all are on, my God, on the verge of the biggest breakthrough in your life. You're on the verge of the biggest, my God, outpouring in your life. Because the Spirit of the God says, he raising up an army that's going to hold his word and going to hold his truth. Because the body of Christ is under attack. Every which way, the body of Christ is under attack. Under attack because the enemy don't use the pulpit. He don't use, my God, the platform. And use others in the platform to bring a mockery on the body of Christ. So God says, I need to raise up an army that is not going to waste. I don't want to raise up an army that all they got is a good talk. That they cannot show my manifestation power. Jesus did not only have a good talk, but Jesus showed the manifestation power of God. The Bible says also Jesus at one point, he said he's going to get ready to do something because he got to allow the Father glory to be revealed. I declare and decree, that God is going to begin to trust you to show forth his glory. I declare and decree tonight that you're going to come out of yourself. You're going to come out of your mind. You're going to come out of your own direction. And God's going to use you to show forth his glory, to show forth his anointing, to show forth his manifestation power. You're going to be the next leader that God raises up to establish order in the kingdom of God. You're going to be the next one. God want to bless you with wealth. He want to bless you with different things because he want to show the world that you don't have to be a crook. You don't have to be someone that's going to try to rob people and going to try to use different methods. That he is a God of blessing. He is a God of healing. God want to use you. And I truly believe that each and one of us come to the altar tonight. Get out our feelings. Get out all this stuff that the enemy done did, what somebody done did. And realize that the enemy's whole purpose is to stop you from being a testimony. It's to stop you from being the light. Because he knows that if you could connect with somebody, what God done placed on you, it will get contagious. It will get contagious. That's why God needs you in prayer. That's why he needs you to live a life of fasting. He needs you to live a life of consecration. That's why God doesn't need you to hang around with the wrong crowd. Because if you lay down with fleas, you will come up with them at yourself. He needs you to set aside so he could show I have an example in the world. Are you willing to be that example? Are you going to be the one that God said, I can use you, I can trust you? Or are you going to be another statistic in the body of Christ that's going to wear another label that you are not right? You say one thing, but you live another. You're going to be another individual that is so gifted, that is so anointed, but God cannot do anything with. I dare you tonight. You begin to change your course. You begin to snatch yourself back and tell yourself, stop getting alignment. It's not about the enemy. The enemy don't want me to stop what God is trying to do. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree tonight. It's not about your pleasure. God wants you to come on a strict order. And my God, he wants you to come on a, my God, strict order in your life. Because God said, I need an example. That's what this is all about. The enemy, his whole game plan is tear down the church. Who are the church? Man, let's get out of different religions. You are the church. Regardless of how you want to look at it. And God says, he says, son, I say, yes, God. He said, I will not promote any more statistics. My grace is up for the statistics. It's either you're going to walk holy or you don't walk at all. Because there's so many innocent vessels are being victimized. Father, I thank you tonight as you're bringing our spirits into another place of alignment, of holiness within you. Forgive us if we cause things in our life to begin to take us on a journey to where we could be a mockery in the kingdom as well. We bring our spirits and our soul and our mind back into a place of order within you. Order in the kingdom of you. Create inside of us a new mind. Establish in us a new heart. Redo, my God, a new covenant with us. Because no longer we want to be a mockery or a product of what we've been exposed to. A product of people lying. A product of people being hurting other people. A product of manipulation. A product of deception. No longer we want to be that product. But God, we want to be pure and holy before you. We commit ourselves tonight to that pure and holy place within you. And we denounce everything that the world has to offer. Everything that the enemy has to offer. We denounce it now. We don't have to be crooks and manipulators to be wealthy. We don't have to deceive people to get a healing. We don't have to lie to show your blessing. No longer we shall walk on the influence of the demonic power and still have a church. But we still walk under the influence of the Holy Ghost power. And we don't have a church now, we experience the church. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Saints of God, I truly believe that the Spirit of God is penetrating your spirit in another way. It's time for us to be sold out at all costs. It's time for us to walk away for things that doesn't want to walk with you and your God at all costs. It's time for us to put aside our differences and put aside our ways, because we are not going to be able to walk fluently in the covenant of God. Don't allow the enemy trick you, because a couple of your little dreams is coming to pass. A couple of words that you spoke is manifest. You make sure you examine your life, because the gifts doesn't sustain you. The gifts come without repentance. But what it is, your true relationship with the Master. What a beautiful thing it will be. I declare and decree tonight that you're going to get ready, that you're going to begin to have experiences with the Holy Ghost and with the Father. I declare and decree tonight it will be so. Experiences that are going to change your life even now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We'll see you again tomorrow, this morning at 7 a.m. We're going to be back on, my God Almighty. And we're going to be back on again at 12. We're going to have the Holy Ghost to shove us in another place. And I want you to begin to allow your spirit to articulate in the Holy Ghost. Don't allow your flesh to win. Don't allow the sleep take over. But you got to learn how to fight in the nighttime hours. In the name of Jesus, God bless you all, and good night.